Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Anybody in here even thought about going to a mall yet for Christmas?
Absolutely not. Every single thing I've purchased has been purchased online.
Pretty much done already?
I'm not pretty much done. I'd say I'm probably like 60%.
How about you guys?
The thought of going to a mall at this time of the year literally makes my skin crawl. I know what I'm getting into. I know emotions are going to be high. I know people are going to be fighting me for the one thing that I'm looking for in the store. So I'm just committing to online shopping and staying out of that mess.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I've been in a mall. I started my Christmas shopping, and by started, I mean I got one gift. So I got some catching up to do.
I went to the big one, and I have to say I enjoyed it.
The big mall?
I have said over the past couple of years, I would never go back to a mall. But I found myself missing it, and we were up in the area, and we said, hey, let's go to the mall. And we did, and we enjoyed it. We even ate in the mall food court.
Wow. Oh, that's nostalgia right there.
It was packed, too.
I have some serious dude math going on already for Christmas that I don't have as many people to buy for this year because I just went through a breakup. So when I've been going online to buy people things, I've been buying more for myself.
Because you have the extra cash, right?
I'm not paying for other people, so I might as well. And it's not done purposely, but have you done that yet where you're like, man, I got to buy this for somebody. And then all these ads start coming up and you're like, no, this is for me, way better than them.
Yeah, that's
it's
not,
like,
dude,
not even close.
That's not dude math. That's heartbreak math.
Yeah, maybe either way. All right. So our retail event line is open now. So if you are in a mall, even the big mall like Tommy, but you're not enjoying your experience, don't yell at retail workers. Do not yell at your customers. Go ahead and yell on our retail event line, which is 404-954-1360.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm a mail carrier. Tell me why every person has to park in front of this set of mailboxes. Mm-hmm. I see 500 feet of curb that you could have parked your happy ass car with, but you decided to park 2 feet past the set of mailboxes. You see, I have a vehicle. You think I wouldn't rear end your vehicle to get all of those mailboxes? Get the out of the way. Mailboxes are for mail. Do not park in front of the mailboxes or 5 feet in front of them and say, I'm not in front of the mailboxes. You are! Thank you. For the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, please stop bringing your kids to the bar. Stop staying an hour and a half after we close. Oh, you're going to walk past the bar as you're leaving the restaurant an hour and a half after close and ask where everybody is? Well, they're probably at their f***ing house because we closed an hour and a half ago. Go the f*** home.
So when you're in line at a register and you're approaching the register, you know it's about to be your turn to check out. Get your shit ready. Don't get up there and act surprised when they tell you how much it is, and then you got to start digging in your purse and get your stuff out. Then, as I would have guessed it, you're going to write a check. What's today? Can you believe it's already December? This year has flown by. I don't give a shit. Then you're going to stand there and do your Dave Ramsey shit. Get out of my way.
This is for all the old men who love coming into my store and talking
to me because I'm young. Nobody wants your dirty, wrinkled, nasty ass, decrepit, falling off, dirty looking. Please leave me the alone. Nobody wants you. Nobody wants a ran through, tired, old ass man. You're old enough to not only be my dad, but my grandfather. Leave me the alone before I your son and give him actually somebody that you would care about. You're disgusting. Nobody loves you, and nobody wants to be with you.
Wow.
They always take unique turns.
That's a bit.
Yeah. There was one on there that I have a question about. And again, the retail vent line, 404-954-1360. So at what point, when a bar or a restaurant is closing, what is the inappropriate time to show up? Right? Because, I mean, if the hours are until 10 o'clock, the door should be open until 10. But that's not really cool. So if we were going to debate what time is acceptable, what is it? And Kristen, you used to work at Fridays.
Yeah, I've worked at several restaurants. If you are ordering food, no later than 30 minutes before they close.
30 minutes before.
Because you got to sit down, you got to order, it's got to go back to the kitchen, it's got to come out, serve it. Yeah, no more than 30 minutes before they close should you walk into a restaurant and order food.
I would say the same, 30 minutes. I remember when I worked in the industry, they always used to tell us to put the chairs up about 30 minutes before so people would get the hint, and yep, people would sit right there and let you put chairs up all around them and not move at all.
Well, I feel like it's also partially on the establishment. Like, if you're open until 10, that's when you've got to shut down the kitchen and shut down the bar at 9:30. I mean, like, last call is last call for a reason. So you can come in at 9:45, but we're not taking your order.
Oh, we went into a restaurant not that long ago, and we walked in, and it was there was nobody in there. And I mean, this was a solid hour and a half before they close. And the bartender, we walked up, and I could tell by the look on the bartender's face, and she's like, "I'm so sorry, but we're closing early tonight."
Oh,
all right,
damn.
Then. Well, we'll just go to the restaurant next door then. Y'all have a good night and enjoy those extra hours of sleep you're going to get because you're so damn slow.
So we've established that if you're going to eat, it's got to be 30 minutes early. But what if you just want one last drink for the night?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I say 15. That's about right. 15, 20 minutes.
Nah, I still think 30. I still think that's courteous.
Yeah.
30.
Get it? The Burt Show.